This week we have the incredible privilege to read the double parshios of Achrimos and Kedoshim. And Parshas Achrimos begins in the aftermath of an overwhelmingly traumatic and tragic episode. Acharei Mos Shnei Bnei Aaron Bekarosam Lefnei Hashem Bayamus. The Torah tells us that the parasha picks up after the death of Aaron's two sons, who died as a result, as the pasuk says, of coming too close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, this takes us back to Parashat Shmini, where the Torah tells us of the tragic death of Nadav and Avihu. And there's much ambiguity and there's much machlokes exactly what did Nadav and Avihu do, what was their sin, what was their avira, what was their chait. But what I want to draw your attention to is the reaction of Aaron HaKohen in the aftermath of their death. And the pasuk says that Aaron heard everything that happened to Nadav and Avihu, his two beloved sons, and Vayidom Aaron. Aaron was silent. And the Mefarshim go in many different directions in terms of interpreting the silence of Aaron HaKohen. On a basic level, the silence could have just been shock. This was supposed to be a day of such incredible and overwhelming simcha, yet it turned into such overwhelming and profound sorrow and heartbreak. But most of the Mefarshim understand that the Vayidom Aaron was really a sense of acceptance. That the guidance of Aaron HaKohen was the ability to accept the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it was so incredibly difficult. We have a concept that after a person loses a loved one, so at Levaya there's a tefillah that is recited of Tzidok HaDin, which literally means acceptance of judgment. And that tefillah is comprised of many beautiful and profound statements, but perhaps the most profound is a simple statement, Hashem Nason, Hashem Lakach, Yihi Shem Hashem Avorach. Hashem has given, Hashem has taken, the name of Hashem should be blessed. This idea that a yid is matzdik yasadin, that sometimes what our faith calls upon us to do is to accept the ratzon Hashem even when it's difficult, to accept the ratzon Hashem even when it's not what we want. And so on a most basic level, the greatness of Aaron, the greatness of Aaron's silence is that this wasn't the silence of shock. But rather, again, it was a silence of acceptance. Aaron HaKohen accepted the Ratzon Hashem, despite the fact that it must have been overwhelmingly and perhaps paralyzingly painful. Aaron accepted the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as correct, as right, as MS, even though it was so painful. The great tzaddik of Shlomo of Radomsk, Zchusei Yagen Aleinu, in the Sefer Chachma Shlomo, says that as great as Aaron HaKohen was, he says something amazing. He says, David HaMelech was even greater. Because by Aaron it says, Vayidom Aaron. And by David HaMelech says, L'may yizamercha kavod velo yidom. What does David HaMelech say? Kadosh Baruch Hu, I will continue to sing to you and I will not be silent. Now understand, David HaMelech had an exceedingly difficult life. Every difficulty that one could imagine, David HaMelech had. He had problems with his children. He had problems in Shalom Bayis. He had problems with his health. The only thing David HaMelech didn't struggle with was Parnassah. Baruch Hashem, he was king. He was very wealthy. But aside from that, every other challenge and problem that could plague a person, David HaMelech encountered himself. But the godless of David HaMelech was, I'm going to keep singing. I'm not going to be silent. I'm not going to let the difficulties of life sideline me. I'm not going to let the difficulties of life silence me. I'm not going to let the difficulties of life hold me back from accomplishing. And the Chachma Shlomo says, so yes, Vayidom Aaron is incredible. Aaron accepted the Ratzon Hashem. But he posits that David HaMelech did something even greater. That David HaMelech, of course, accepted, but then said, I accept and I'm moving forward. I accept and I'm not going to let it sideline me. I accept and some way, somehow, I'm going to keep on singing. And this represents the great koach of the Jew. Because the truth is, all of us face uncertainty and all of us face adversity. And we all deal with setback. Sometimes the setbacks are tragic. Sometimes they're heartbreaking. And sometimes they're just frustrating. And in those moments of setback, it is so tempting just to give up. It is so tempting to throw in the towel. It is so tempting to go ahead and just say, you know what? I can't continue on this, especially when it's a tragic setback. But we learn this two-layered koach of Klal Yisrael. Number one, to be like an Aaron HaKohen, to recognize that in those times of adversity, to accept the fact that, yes, this is the Ratzon Hashem, and to recognize that even though I don't understand it, and I don't want it, but at the end of the day, I believe that because it comes from my Father, because it comes from the Ribono Shel Olam, that some way, somehow, it's good. I don't know how it's good, I don't see how it's good, but Vayidom Aaron, I accept this as the Ratzon Hashem. But that's only the first step. Then we have to be Davidic. Then we have to be like David HaMelech. And we have to take all of the pain and somehow again compartmentalize it. We have to take all of the heartbreak and somehow kind of put it on the side. You have to take the shattered pieces of a broken heart and you have to figure out how to put them back together. Why? Because we can't let adversity sideline us. L'man yizamercha kavod v'lo yidom. David HaMelech tells us we have to make a promise to ourselves, a promise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that no matter what happens, like we will continue to sing. No matter what happens, like we will continue to accomplish. No matter what happens in life, we will continue to move ourselves forward. May we zochem yiras Hashem to be able to find the koach to accept, like Aaron HaKohen, and to find the ability to move on, like David HaMelech. Wishing everyone a good night of Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.